Two vehicles were destroyed and the lower floor of a Battery Hill home was significantly damaged by fire in the early hours of Sunday morning. The occupants of the two-storey brick home on Cromwell Street were woken by neighbours just before 2 a.m. after noticing both vehicles under the house were alight. Everyone got out okay. 9 fire crews attended and worked for over an hour to extinguish the blaze. The Fire Investigation Unit is now working to determine the cause of the fire, but have confirmed it isn't being treated as suspicious. Sunshine Coast Attractions collected 7 awards at the weekend's Queensland Tourism Awards Gala event in Brisbane. One of the top accolades went to the operators of the Country House at Hunchy, winning gold in the hosted accommodation category. The Merry Valley Rattler also winning gold for most outstanding contribution by a volunteer group, while silver medals went to Mullaney Botanic Gardens and Bird World, Creative Tours and Montville Misty View Cottages. The Queensland Tourism Industry Council says the coast's popularity is continuing to grow. The region welcomed 4.3 million visitors during the last financial year. That's up 9.7%. Also tonight is the Queensland Australian of the Year Gala. We have 3 coast locals up for recognition. Dr. Leon Stenchlom is the founder of Lookout 07, who's nominated alongside Paralympian Alexa Leary for the Young Australian of the Year Queensland. And Wildlife Rescue Sunshine Coast founder Claire Smith is in the Local Hero Queensland category. Queensland winners will then join other state and territory winners for the National Awards in Canberra on January 25. And the AFL Pacific Cup continues at the Maroochydore Multisports Complex today with the open male and female matches from 2 p.m. Close to 500 players from 6 nations are taking part in the 10-day competition. On Sunday, Nauru claimed the male under-17 champions, while Papua New Guinea won the female trophy.